And now, James Gravel.
There are many in the religious world today who have a great deal of trouble understanding that they must do something in connection with their salvation. For example, Baptist minister Billy Graham stated it regarding salvation, "It doesn't matter if you ever do any good works." Such a statement stems from the belief that if someone has to do anything related to his salvation, anything at all, then that salvation is based on works. And if that were true, it would mean that a person had earned salvation, which would make salvation no longer a free gift based upon God's grace. However, there are serious problems with such thinking. James said in James 2:24, "A man is justified by works and not by faith only." Was James suggesting we can work our way to heaven? Of course not. Instead, he was making the point that faithful Christians must be people who exhibit good works in their daily lives because, as Paul stated in Ephesians 2, verse 10, we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works. Unfortunately, some people read James 2:24 and say, if you say we are saved by works, then you are talking about a meritorious system in which we earn our salvation. But that is not true. As Paul stressed in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, when he affirmed that we are saved by grace through faith. Here, faith is a synonym for faithfulness. Paul's point was this: you are saved by grace through faithfulness, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. When Paul says that we are not saved by works, and James says that we are saved by works, are such statements contradictory? No, of course not. Paul and James are in complete harmony because Paul is saying that although we must have works, they are not the kinds of works that allow us to earn or merit our salvation. James, on the other hand, is saying that if we do not have these type of works for which we were created, works that showcase our faithfulness, then we are not going to be saved. Join us in our next program for a further explanation of the types of works the Bible demands of Christians.